Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk a bit about Dr. Anthony Fauci. We're going to talk about Dr. Fauci, Donald Trump, and what it all means. And I got a little video or a little audio clip I want to play for you. Hopefully you'll find that interesting. If you do, remember, just hit the heart button on the screen of your phone when you leave this one, and let me know that you enjoyed it. And of course, if you want to support me and support the work we do here, then that's easily done. You can buy me a coffee, link below, or alternatively, you can drop a pound or a dollar in the donor box, link below as well. Right, let's get on to this important issue of Dr. Fauci, arguably, in my mind, one of the most malevolent people that we've seen in a long time. And here he is being interviewed on, of course, his favorite channel, CNN. Let's listen what Fauci says when he's asked, would he continue to serve as White House chief medical advisor were Donald Trump reelected?
If Trump were to return to the White House as president, and COVID is still a threat, or there's some other public health emergency, would you have confidence in his ability to deal with a pandemic of this nature? Would you want to stay on in your post?
Well, no, to the second question. The first question.
I think I knew the answer, but I had to ask you.
If you look at the history of what the response was during the administration, I think, you know, at best you could say it wasn't optimal. And I think just history will speak for itself about that. I don't need to make any further comment on that, Jim. It's not productive.
You would not serve with Trump again, though. Fair to say.
Right. For sure.
There we go. So there's the best reason ever to get Donald Trump back in the White House. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Mengele himself says he would not be prepared to serve under a second Trump regime. However, of course, because of CNN, the obvious question wasn't asked. Also, do you think President Trump would want Dr. Fauci to be serving in his second administration? Obviously, CNN don't want to ask it from that perspective. They flip it the other way. But if you notice what Fauci said was, he said that the performance of the Trump administration when it came to COVID was, as he said, suboptimal. Well, okay, what's optimal then? If the Trump performance was suboptimal, what's optimal? Well, presumably he references the Biden regime. So what did the Biden regime did? Well, it closed down America. It imposed coercion. It bullied people, vaccine mandates, vaccine passports, the destruction of the U.S. economy, the setting the roots of this incredible levels of inflation that we see. All of that was the optimal approach favored by Dr. Anthony Fauci. So if you contrast and compare, you can see that, you know, the Trump administration, and remember, this all kicked in towards the very sort of end of that period. And I remember at the time being disappointed that Trump didn't sack Fauci in the first place. At no point did I think that Fauci is the sort of person who should be in the position that he is as well. He needs to be sacked. And of course, the CDC itself needs to be thoroughly investigated, because I also think the CDC is a wicked organization. But you got it from the horse's mouth there. Fauci saying that he wouldn't serve under Trump, but he's very happy to serve under Biden. He's very happy to do that. But once the investigations take place into, for example, the funding of the Wuhan lab, and exactly where all those connections can be tracked back to, he mightn't be in a position where he could be serving anything other than time in a penitentiary. Because let's be clear about this one. I mean, Fauci, for the last 2.5 years, has twisted his way through every contortion over COVID-19. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Remember that? Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. And then he changed his position on, oh, yeah, the vaccines, yeah, they're super duper safe. One will do the job. And then, well, you need two. And now you need, what, 3, 4, 5, whatever. This guy has no credibility whatsoever. He is a creature. He's a cabalist. He is one of them. He really is. You're looking at a lizard person when you look at Dr. Fauci, because clearly this guy does not speak truth. But he's very nuanced in how he lies. But then you would expect him to be like that, wouldn't you? These people are adept at not telling us truthful things. They're very, very good at it. And when they're saying it through a media, which also lies to us, well, then you can understand how the two things converge. And what you get is a very plausible tissue of deceit. And that's exactly what Fauci's been pushing for the last couple of years. But look at the cost. Look at the lives lost. Look at the adverse reactions. Look at all the evidence that demonstrates, and he knows it, that the vaccines don't stop you getting it. They don't stop you spreading it. They don't stop you going to the hospital. And they don't stop you dying. They don't stop any of that, right? What do? Well, they enable a level of social control that the Chinese Communist Party would envy. That's what they enable. That's fundamentally what they can do. And I do suspect as we move into the autumn of this year, you're going to see the return of that. And people like Fauci will be there hyping it up. They'll be telling us about just how dangerous these new variants are. And that's why we need to get the masks back on. If you remember, Fauci was very upset that the mask mandate was reversed of public transport in the States. Very upset about that. He wants people masked up, jabbed up, and doing what he and his fellow monsters in the CDC recommend. Thankfully, a good chunk of America has said no to that. I mean, they've rejected Fauci. And I have no doubt that if Donald Trump does become president again, that there's no way he will entertain Fauci. So in a way, Fauci's getting in first by saying, oh, no, I wouldn't serve in the regime. Well, actually, Fauci, you wouldn't be invited to serve. So what you think doesn't matter. Although there again, if you were a patriot, wouldn't you do that? But then he's not a patriot, of course. And we know where his loyalties lie. So there you have it, friends. Anyway, Dr. Anthony Fauci making it clear that if you vote for Trump, you will get rid of him. So there you go. Another fantastic reason to vote for Trump.